Bruce Fielk. He is with the Snyder Recall Rally, and he's on the other end of our line. Bruce, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
And what did I do to your last name? Did I do it any justice?
You know, it's Felt.
Felt. Oh, well, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us, there is going to be a Snyder Recall Rally. Tell us about this.
Well, we're going to be at the Capitol tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, I'm sorry, at 2 o'clock. The Democratic caucuses are in the morning, so we're going to be holding hopefully a big rally. We've got a lot of people coming in. Tony Trupiano, who's another talk radio host in the Detroit area, is going to be here. John Nichols from The Nation magazine. We've got the Forward Marching Band coming over from Wisconsin. My daughter lives in Wisconsin, so I'm there a lot. So I have met a lot of the people involved in the recall of Governor Walker. So they've got about 10 or 12 band members coming over. So I think we're going to have a good time. So we hope people will come out tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
What is Michigan Rising?
That's the super PAC that is responsible for the recall effort.
All right. Aren't you a little late in trying to recall a governor as he's getting ready to run for his second term here?
Well, I don't think so. You know, they're just getting around to recalling Scott Walker, and we think it's time we can get this on the ballot in November. We need an up or down. Hopefully, if we get enough signatures, it'll be on the ballot in November. We need an up or down vote statewide after we collect the signatures, and then if that's successful, Callie would become governor for a few months, and then we'd have a special election in February of 2013. So we could cut him off at the knees and cut a couple of years off his term and all the damage that he's doing to the state.
So the damage that he's doing, compare that to any damage that was done by Jennifer Granholm.
I don't think there's any comparison whatsoever. I mean, right now we've got, people go to our website, MichiganRising.org, we've got the top 10 reasons to recall Governor Snyder, and we don't think there's any comparison that any reasonable person can make between what's going on. In fact, we think the recovery that's going on, that anything that is taking place, is a result of some of the positive things that Governor Granholm did and the fact that President Obama loaned the auto companies the money for the auto industry to be recovering. And that's the main reason that we're seeing any recovery in Michigan at all. You know, we believe it's because of things that Jennifer Granholm and President Obama have done that have affected the state of Michigan positively.
So what you're saying is that after 8 years, and even though she experienced some bad luck, Jennifer Granholm had no effect for 8 years on Michigan, the financial issues that we had, the challenges that we had, she had nothing to do with.
I think Jennifer Granholm, like you said, she had some bad luck. The auto industry was going through some bad times. We had some extremely bad economic times during her term, and she didn't catch a break. And now we believe that, the things that she did are helping there's a delayed effect. Not everything you do today affects what's going to happen in the economy and the state, immediately. Sometimes there's a pretty good delayed effect from things that, policies that you put in place.
Bruce, I'm about out of time, but I've got some more questions for you. Can I call you right after our news at about 8:10?
Sure.
All right. You're listening to the Tony Morning Show.